Here's a look at events taking place in our region in coming days. The Chris and Maggie concert, which was originally scheduled for September 10th at the Wyo Theater in Sheridan, will instead be performed on Saturday evening, October 29th at the Wyo. Tickets that were purchased for the original date may be used, and additional tickets are now available by calling the Wyo box office. Showtime is 7:30 p.m., sponsored in part by the Wyoming Arts Council and the National Endowment for the Arts. Two photographic exhibits by photographers Gary Tepfer and John Haberstroh are on view at the Custer County Arts Center in Miles City through November 13. Tepfer's show, titled Sacred Sanctuaries of the Southwest, features 8 interpretive panels and 59 color photos taken during a 6-year period in the Four Corners region. His photos of the natural world have been displayed in museums and purchased by collectors in the U.S. and Europe. Organized by the Museum of the Rockies, Haberstroh's exhibit, Sheep Ranching in Paradise, is a collection of 50 black and white images illustrating sheep ranching operations near Livingston from the 1920s to the 1950s. Both exhibits are sponsored by the Montana Art Gallery Directors Association, and admission is free. Tuesday, November 1st is the deadline for entering artwork into the National Open Juried Show sponsored by the Carbon County Arts Guild of Red Lodge. Original work is invited for entry into the categories of drawing, oil and acrylic, water media, three-dimensional, and mixed media. For an entry form, call the Depot Gallery in Red Lodge at 446-1370. Jury date is November 5th. The final program in the Billings Western Heritage Center's Fall Gathering Series will be presented in 4 Montana locations beginning on Saturday, November 12. In the program entitled New Traditions for the 21st Century, Culture and Politics Along the Yellowstone, Montana State University Bozeman President Michael Malone and Richard Etelaine, Professor of History at the Center for the American West at the University of New Mexico, will speak on transitions in culture and politics in the Yellowstone region. The program will be presented free of charge on Saturday, November 12th at the Custer County Arts Center in Miles City, Sunday the 13th at Sydney's Mondack Heritage Center, both at 2 o'clock, and on Monday, November 14th in Livingston's Murray Hotel, and at the Western Heritage Center in Billings on Tuesday the 15th, both at 7 p.m. Gathering programs are designed as community forums that facilitate discussions on topics of relevance to the West. The Changing Hands Art Sale in Billings, originally scheduled for October 14, has been rescheduled to kick off the holiday season on Friday, November 25th. The new sale has been expanded to include not only artwork, but also other valuables and collectibles. Now the Changing Hands Treasure Sale, the event will be held upstairs at Dane Bosworth, 123 North Broadway, from 10 till 9. Refreshments will be served throughout the day. For a varied selection of art, jewelry, pottery, ornaments, crystal, and more, visit the new Changing Hands Treasure Sale, sponsored by the Billings Mental Health Association. To donate items, call 245-0697.
Here's a broadcast you won't want to miss. I know I won't. It's a Prairie Home Companion with a live 20th anniversary special. All of your old favorites will be there. The Pottermilk Biscuit Band, Butch Thompson, Kate McKenzie, Vern Sutton and Philip Brunel, Bill Hinckley and Judy Larson, and of course Garrison as he sings Hello Love, the Pottermilk Biscuit theme, and tunes from the Department of Folk Song. It's an anniversary celebration in Lake Wobegon this week on a Prairie Home Companion.
Join Garrison Keillor and guests Saturday afternoons at 4.
Serving Billings at 91.7 and Livingston at 88.5. This is Public Radio, KEMC.